What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
That's loud, man. That was a loud one. That was like, what are they, tugboat? Like a tugboat?
I was inspired by you, Andy.
Oh, really? What did I do?
Well, a couple shows ago, you said, you know what I realized? I realized no one's ever scatted with their teeth shut.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and,
I did do that.
Yeah.
And so you did it. You just went with that. And I said to myself right before, because I didn't have anything planned, obviously.
Wait, you didn't plan that out?
No. That was in the moment, Mike. I thought, I've never scatted super far from the microphone.
Oh, and then you'd...
And now I can't say that anymore.
But then you're like, but if I'm far from the microphone, I know that I got to raise my volume.
Exactly right. So I screamed.
That explains my ears. Thank you. Welcome in, one and all. Spitballers Podcast, episode 273. Interesting.
The 273?
No, it's a lot.
Oh.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of episodes. Would you rather some balderdash on today's show, and then we are drafting kitchen utensils. Which, did you guys come up with this one, Al, as you take a sip from that, what was that, a ginger ale?
It's just a LaCroix.
Okay.
And no, I did not come up with it.
Who did? Was it on our list?
Yeah, it was on our list.
Well, I'm excited. You hear utensils and you're just like, forks and knives, spoons. But there's a lot. There's a lot to think about.
I learned a lot of things are considered a kitchen utensil.
Oh, you had too narrow of a mind.
Yeah.
That's.
I thought only
There are three.
There's three things.
Yeah.
We're going to take one each and that will be the end of the draft.
No, and Jason, with that scat, you earned yourself the first pick in today's draft. So
and
congratulations.
There is a clear 101.
Okay, we'll find out if that's true.
Interesting.
I don't have that opinion.
No, I would imagine most people like you wouldn't.
Okay.
Okay, that's weird, because I...
What? Do you eat a lot of that I don't eat?
I don't think there's a 101.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a 102. I don't think there's a 103.
Okay.
I've got... Before you make the pick, I want to try to guess it.
Okay, that's fair. When I'm on the clock, I will give you the opportunity.
Yeah, which I mean is revealing some other utensils, but I'm not really worried about it. We've all been in a few kitchens, am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm right. All right. I would have thought, Mike, you being the man who cooks the most amongst the three of us, that you would be the most aware of all the different utensils.
I didn't know they were called utensils.
Oh, okay. What were they?
Kitchen items.
Kitchen
tools.
Weapons.
I don't know.
I usually call them my kitchen weapons.
Kitchen items. I like it. All right, let's get it going.
Would you rather?
Uh-oh.
Very rarely do I accidentally read ahead, but I really liked what I was getting to. Would you rather fumble your mother's urn, spilling the ashes everywhere?
Okay, been there.
Or drop your future wife's expensive engagement ring into the ocean while proposing in front of a crowd.
Okay, so everyone sees it happen.
Now, I know somebody who's lost their wedding ring in the ocean.
Really?
Yes. And they did.
Did they get it back?
No.
No.
What? Yeah, but they did try.
Has anyone gotten anything back from the ocean?
No.
They tried hard. I mean, they hired.
What?
One of the people with the metal detectors.
A submarine?
No, not a submarine.
I mean, how do you find something
like a scuba team
in the ocean?
Team Bravo, go.
Look. If you drop something in the ocean, the tide recedes. Someone could come out there with a metal detector, and maybe it's stuck in the sand. So they tried that, but it didn't work.
Okay,
so you guys are proven.
They were on
correct.
The beach. They lost it on the beach. If you say like they, I know that's part of the ocean, but like
I know what you're saying.
If you lose it in the ocean, I imagine you're on a boat or something.
There is a part. I'm gonna break some news to
you. Okay, all right.
There's a part in between the ocean and the sand that where the water and the sand they combine.
Okay,
and a lot of people they kind of play in that area.
Yeah, they call that the beach.
Yeah, that's where they were, you know, but like also like when the waves are up, you're in the ocean. When they go down, you're on the sand.
Now,
and that's how it works.
If your feet are touching the ground, you're on the beach.
No, you're in the ocean.
You're on the beach.
So you're saying knee-high, you're on the beach?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you're not.
No, you're in the ocean.
You're in the ocean. Thank you.
What?
Knee-high. Now, feet, one. As soon as your feet are completely covered, I think you're in the transitionary period.
He's telling me that when all these shark attacks happen in the lower water area,
yeah, there was
they're
a
all beach attack.
I would say there was a shark attack at the beach. Yes.
And people will go, that doesn't make sense because sharks can't go onto the beach.
Yeah, man. You don't. You're not into
this. I am
this whole-
not alone. There are dozens of us out there.
So wait,
there
if you jump, or do you go to the ocean real quick before your feet come back down?
Yeah, I mean they're not. It's not touching the sand.
So wait, hold on. So what you're saying is, there is an area where, if I could lay on my back and I could float,
okay,
and not touch the ground, but you could be standing.
Yeah.
And
we are in two different worlds, my man. Two different worlds.
Oh, man.
Well, you're out there on the ocean. I'm standing here at the beach.
You could be even further out than me where I'm floating.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, rules, I guess.
This is breaking down, but Jason just, he's...
Got to stick to a
sticking
bit.
Sticking with it.
How much money did they spend on this recovery effort?
I would say that was probably a $600 effort to get this ring back.
Man.
Because it's sentimental.
$500 ring.
It's sentimental. You know what I mean? Like, this is not just the value of the ring. It's like, how much above the value of the ring would you consider to pay?
No, definitely not.
If you could guarantee getting it back.
If it was like your great-grandmother's, you know, it's been passed down.
Maybe a family heirloom.
All right, so getting to the question, I do have some follow-ups here.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
Don't ever wear your wedding ring to the beach or the ocean.
Yeah, I agree.
You're going to put that. Oh, yeah.
You want to take that off.
I'm going to put that out there for everyone. You can't lose it in the beach if you don't wear it to the beach.
The fumbling of your mother's urn spilling the ashes. What is the etiquette on ash cleanup? Can you use a standard broom and dust bin pick up ashes?
I feel like a standard broom and dustpan is the respectful way to go. I think a shop vac...
Okay,
that's disrespectful. Putting her through, you know, like vacuuming
a filter.
Up.
Oh, that's got a filter sometimes.
Yeah, you're going to lose some of that.
If you spill it and you don't have a broom, dustbin, shop vac, all this stuff, mm-hmm. and you go to the store, do you make a purchase thinking about your mom? Like what she would like to be cleaned up with?
Yeah. Are you saying like you got to go like high-end dustbin?
That's what I'm asking, yes.
Oh, yeah. Mom can't have Rubbermaid.
Like, can you bargain? You wouldn't want to bargain, right?
No, and I like the
Mom,
fact that
you're worth it.
I like the fact that you're going out and buying a new one. Because I think the most disrespectful thing would be using a dirty broom.
Yeah. You want it to
be all the fuzz at the bottom?
Just used it one time and then you throw it out.
Can I at least use a dustpan that I already have, but I wash it?
Yeah, that's okay. A sign of respect.
Now, the question here, just so we're all on the same page, is the spilling of the urn also in front of a crowd?
No, it's just private.
Okay.
It's in front of somebody. Mm.
Well, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mom's watching down, very upset with you.
She's looking up in this case.
But so that's alone. So I could have this happen and tell nobody about it and just live with the... Live with
embarrassment.
Yes, yeah. The own personal shame.
Yeah. Is that what you're going with? Is it the crowd?
I'm just making sure I have all the facts.
One thing to just consider.
Okay.
Okay, there is very little shame. You spill. Okay, this is... You just put a bunch of ash out there. Boof. There is no way you're not breathing some of that.
Okay, that is a very fair point.
You know,
yep.
Wrestle with that thought. Because... You know, that's...
Well, you came from inside of her, and
right,
now she's inside of you.
That's yeah, I mean... The circle of life.
That's what that song is about.
That is. It's about
you,
breathing
you spilled
in.
Does your
that
mom.
Mean, does it-
That's right. I remember those lyrics.
Yeah, you would... Ash is very... what do you call it when something just gets up in the air?
Oh, dusty.
Plumey.
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 Yeah.
So, yeah, your mom would be pretty plumey.
I feel like you called her a big lady there. I feel like you're like, yeah, yeah, your mom would be pretty plumey.
It's not, you don't plume more the heavier you are.
Well, the heavier you are, the more ash you have.
Yeah, if you have more ash.
That's,
yeah,
what I'm saying.
It's some huge ash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby.
All right, this is gone. But yeah, I feel like there's a lot of danger here with the mom one, so I'm gonna lose the engagement ring in the ocean. It'll be a test of how much she loves me. If she's not gonna marry me after that, then it's a material love.
Yeah, you had some big problems.
What if you spent $25K on that ring?
Oh gosh,
$25K.
What's your price where you would no longer choose the ring?
Oh yeah, that's it. definitely less than that. If it's five or more,
5,
then
000.
Mom hits the floor.
that's what they say.
That's
if it's
it.
Five,
yeah,
or more, mom hits the floor.
Oh my god!
Breathe it in. Oh. I'm gonna.
She was a plumey lady.
I'm spilling my mom no matter what.
Okay, Mike.
What if it's like on the couch?
Oh man, I hope it's leather.
That's what, like, I mean, there are, is
that's, if, you got a shot back
if you
there.
if you hit the tile, yeah, worst things can happen. But if it's like a carpet couch combo, that's forever.
What do you feel worse about? Okay, carpet couch combo, you're at home, you got a bad cleanup, yep, and you know there's gonna be,
that is a vacuum situation, some, no matter,
yeah,
what,
yeah, no matter, yeah, what, but buy a new
and
vacuum
and a deep clean.
Or you take mom on a picnic on a windy day.
Oh. Right,
and it goes poof. Oh.
You know what?
And you lose
that
half.
That one's, I'm fine. I'm fine
if
with that.
If you incidentally.
You're fine losing half, yeah, rather than
to
having.
To nature?
Yeah.
Yeah,
to, yeah.
Yeah. We agree. It's like, it could be worse. You know what, okay, I mean? Like storm drain.
The thing is, sure. But the thing about the couch is, like, that's mom's spot.
Oh, yeah. Like, you're not going to sit there.
Well, you will never not think about,
yeah,
your shame.
Do you have to disclose that on a sale of a couch?
No, no, no.
Comes with mom.
Some mom.
It comes with some. Now,
this is mom's favorite
this
couch.
This is mom's favorite couch forever.
I'm dropping the ring. I'll take the
I'm the only one dropping
loss.
Mom?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I think
you
so. Unless the ring's a lot of money.
What if we're outside and it's rainy?
Ooh. Mom mud?
Mom mud.
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
I feel like that's my limit. That's where I have to say no. That's where I have to drop the ring.
See, we had this debate on the show earlier where, like, you'd rather be cremated, Mike, and we would rather be buried.
Half of us.
Imagine. Look at all the plume-related issues.
Yeah.
That you'd be bringing to your family.
Well, here's... Okay.
Having to keep track of you. Just put me in the dirt.
Okay, here's my follow-up question to this. Because I don't know. I have no experience with this. They don't just put just uncontained ash in the urn. Like, it's got to be in a bag or something.
It is in a bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know. It really kind of ruins this whole joke.
And why the urn? Why not throw the bag up on the mantle?
Because so that is really, disrespectful.
So you can really see her.
That is, yeah, disrespectful.
It's not even a Ziploc, bro.
Every single movie, TV show that has had an urn with the ashes in it.
Yes.
No bag.
I don't know if that's universal.
So that it can break.
Because it would not
be
funny.
All right. I mean, maybe I'll write into my will that half of it goes into an urn and the half you get to play with it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Get to.
Okay. Just do whatever you want.
Gross.
All right. This has gone as far as it can go. All right. Well, let's get to something more serious. Would you rather be a centaur or a minotaur?
Which one do you want to be?
Well, let's start with what's the difference between those
two. Oh,
this
is easy. Yeah. This is easy.
Centaur, minotaur.
Centaur is you are on the lower half, you're a horse.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the four legs, you got the horse tail, but then you have a human torso from everything else.
Right.
The minotaur is you're like a combination of a bull and a human.
But you're standing all on, humanoid.
Anthropomorphic?
Yeah, so like you're
two. Yeah, you stand on two legs, but your legs are bull legs.
But your arms are human arms.
They look like human arms, but Yeah, I think you have hands. I think you have hands, and then you have a bull head.
But you're usually much larger. A minotaur is not human size. Every time I've ever seen a minotaur depicted, they're like a giant.
You're like a real, a real big human. But I mean,
yeah, big human.
Yeah, like
big
I'm human. Okay. Like I'm 6'8".
Yeah, you're like the Rock.
Yeah. You're
but minotaur-y.
More bully than he is.
Yeah.
If the Rock had horns.
Okay. He'd be a minotaur.
Would he be a minotaur?
Pretty close. He would need
a snout.
He would need to be a little furrier.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know minotaurs had snouts.
But which would you rather be? I mean,
you're a bullhead.
It's clear the top speed is with the centaur.
Yeah,
for sure.
You're a four-legged.
And you're going to need it because you're not getting in a car.
No,
but
you're
the
not.
Minotaur can get in a car.
The minotaur could ride a centaur.
Not according to Onward, Disney's Pixar movie.
Remind me why the minotaur cannot get in a car?
No, the centaur.
Well, I know a centaur can't get in a car.
No, they can't. They get in the cars in those movies.
Oh, you're saying. Oh, okay.
But outside of the lore of that one Pixar movie.
But that changed everything. That's canon now.
Centaur canon?
Yeah.
You can be ridden.
You could.
Comfortably.
Yeah.
If you're a centaur.
You can't. I mean, you could give a killer piggyback if you were a minotaur.
Do you attract more flies as a centaur?
Ooh.
I have to imagine that both bodies are attracting flies,
but you publicly defecate with the horse one.
What do you mean? What do you mean publicly? You can go behind a tree,
but you don't wear underpants. I assume a minotaur wears underwear.
Certainly can.
Can
I can get a big pair of pants? I can't put.
Have
a
you
big
ever
pair
seen
of
a
pants
horse?
On a,
no okay. Pants.
So here's a great question for you guys.
I like where it's going.
When a horse wears pants, is it just the back two legs
yes.
in there?
Yes, yes, yes.
Or is it like...
No, it's
no,
not
it
all,
have to
it's
be
not
all
four.
It would have to be all four.
No, it's not all four.
Well, the front ones aren't arms. There's still legs.
It's two pairs then. You got to wear two separate pairs.
No, you have one and it...
You're
I'm
telling me that it's
it has,
the whole body.
Yeah, and you got four little holes for the legs.
So
and
you're
then,
telling me horses can't wear shirts?
Correct. But a centaur can.
But they could wear a scarf.
Yeah, they got
so
a neck.
You got like a four-legged Levi's and a scarf is what you're wearing as a horse.
Yeah.
With a tail coming out. There is a public... this has been thought about.
Yes, that's why I was... But I don't think we've ever discussed
People
it.
Don't know if you should wear them in several ways.
I mean, if they're pants, number one, they have to cover the privates.
Yeah.
They got it.
So
that's why the back half.
We know it's on the back.
The back half is locked in. It's in the pants.
It's just a matter of... Well, do you cover the front half or not?
To me, it looks most natural to put them on only the back half.
See, I think it looks most natural to put it to where it covers the entire lower body. So it would go up over the body as well.
I guess a centaur wears a shirt because they have an...
No, they don't because they're shredded.
That's true. Centaurs are
you
never...
You would never wear a shirt with that body.
Maybe a tank.
I want to see a fat centaur. Yeah,
a plumy centaur?
Yeah, let's see if someone's drawn one of those. Yep.
This is not...
Yes. I mean, people have done it all. The internet has everything.
The live Googling there was dangerous.
If I have to be one, I'm going to be the centaur.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
First chance to really gallop.
Oh, man, you could ride
like
the wind.
I've been wanting to gallop.
And a minotaur, I mean, you have a duty. You have to like guard a labyrinth forever.
You do get horns, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
that's
know.
True.
Is that a perk? I mean,
it's a weapon.
You don't get to wear normal hats.
What do you?
You can hang stuff off of them.
Who would you rather fight?
I would definitely rather fight someone without horns.
But do people get trampled by regular horses, not even centaurs.
Centaurs.
But the minotaurs normally have a bigger upper body.
Yeah, minotaurs
and horns.
They're very strong,
super strong. I'd rather fight a centaur.
I'm going to fight a centaur, and I'm going to take it AT-AT style. I'm going to try to...
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Do we got time for one more, Al, or do you want us to move on mercifully?
Let's do one more.
You got a favorite here?
I'll pick one.
There you go.
Would you rather be a fighter pilot that's scared of heights...
Oh, boy.
Or a submarine captain that's scared of the water.
Oh, that's so easy.
Is it?
The In the Sky one.
Yeah.
What?
If you are afraid of... Now,
hold on.
Are you afraid of depths? Is that what you would say?
No, you're saying you'd rather be the fighter pilot.
Yes.
Afraid of heights.
Yes.
But you're, as a fighter pilot, you are seeing everything that you are terrified
of. Lots of heights.
At least if you're the submarine captain, you don't see it unless you choose to, unless you got a porthole.
So I'm afraid of spiders, okay?
Right.
And I have had times where I have visualized a spider that is not there and freaked myself out.
Okay.
If I am inside of something that I know is under the ocean, I am afraid. I'm not, I don't need to see the water. It's, what are you even going to see? It's just
darkness. You know where you're at.
That's, yeah. But and, that's the point, is you don't see it. Where if you're...
I mean, technically in a fighter jet, at least you're only seeing up. You're not really looking down. And looking down, they're like, don't look down when you're afraid of heights.
You're seeing everything.
They don't have like a see-through bottom on the fighter pilot.
No, but you have peripheral vision. You can see out.
Buddy, I'm holding on for dear life in that thing. Here's what's interesting,
you're putting
though.
On one of those, the horse... like blinder restrictions.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't see?
I'm ejecting immediately. No.
Oh, that's afraid of heights. You do not want to eject.
That's true. I think I might be afraid of depths. I saw somebody on a reel talk about the coolest underwater bedroom hotel.
Oh, that thing is awesome.
And they're like, first you go down this elevator.
Yeah.
Then you walk out into the room. The whole time, I'm thinking
you're underwater?
Yeah.
You go down an elevator, so it's all, and then
you go. Have you ever been in an aquarium where, like, you go underneath it?
Okay, I'm with you now. I thought this was like, you're in the water. I'm like, you
it's
have to hold your breath?
Like with a scuba?
Like, 3, 2, 1, and then the elevator slowly goes down, opens up, you gotta swim out to your room, and then when you come up, you're in the room.
No, this is your... All I can think about in those situations is the nightmare of
the cracked panel.
The cracked panel, and you in the middle of the night, you have to sleep, and at any moment, the water, like, I'm not getting up an elevator with water in it. Like, I'm dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
I have heard of that, though, Jay, where I've heard a former astronaut talking about a training facility, essentially, where they're underwater, and then to get to the bathroom, like, they got a scuba up and swim over to a different area.
They do work way underwater with huge devices that come straight down and keep all the oxygen and stuff inside of them.
Yes.
Like on the bottom, they go to the bottom of the bottom of like rivers and stuff, and you can be walking around down there.
Yeah, when they're building.
Builders.
Just people.
People that like are searching the bottom of something.
I didn't know if you were saying this was specific to astronauts.
If I'm going to die, I want to fall to a painless death versus choking on a bunch of water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going worst case scenario, pain.
That is the actual differentiator, is when worst comes to worst to meet your fear.
Okay.
One of them is much better.
Guess
than
if you
the
go
other.
Deep enough in the sub.
Yeah, it's instantaneous depressurization. There's no falling.
Is there any options on the land
that well, I can I'm go? Afraid of grass. Please don't make me a horse.
A centaur?
What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. We're
we can move on now.
What just happened?
I don't know, man. Jason doesn't know either. He could have just ended with afraid of grass, and we would have got it.
Don't make me a horse.
I didn't want to be a horse.
All right, back with some Balderdash.
What time is it? Game time.
All right, we are back with another round or several rounds of Balderdash. Al, are you excited for today's game?
Oh, yeah. These are always a good time.
So we've got 5 prompts from 5 different categories. We all secretly gave our own answers to Al Borland before the show. And he has the right answers as well.
I whispered them directly into his ear.
And wow. He memorized them all.
Mm-hmm.
Identify the correct answer. Trick your opponents into picking your answer. So...
2 points if you guess the correct one. 1 point if somebody guesses the answer you made up.
All right, let's do it.
All right, those 5 categories are, to remind the people, it's a definition, a notable person, an acronym, a movie plot, and weird laws. So we're going to start off with a definition. The first word is snurge.
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 Is snurge to shy away from certain types of work, a quick bolstering of one's energy, a small fracture that commonly occurs in roads or sidewalks, or to laugh while drinking, resulting in liquid exiting through the nose.
Oh, that's such a good one.
See, I thought that fracture one was good too. And one of them's true. So the shy, what's the first one? Shy away from?
To shy away from certain types of work.
And then bolster one's
energy. Yep.
Like, so like you snurge up.
That reminds me of a surge.
Of,
you get, you,
yeah, like that's a surge some, of
that's,
energy.
That's one of your twos.
That's Jason's. A surge of energy. Uh-oh, Andy's confused.
Yeah, oh. Andy, no. Poker face. Surge, that's Andy.
I will be the one to go first on this one.
Okay.
I'm taking the laugh one. I don't care if it's real or not, because if it's fake, you deserve a point.
I'm going to take the fractured one.
I am taking the fractured one as well.
All right, Jason receives 1 point because Mike guessed his answer.
Thank you, my man.
Dude, it's too good.
It was a good one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mike receives 2 points because both Jason and Andy guessed his answer.
It was very good as well.
You did correctly identify that Andy said a quick bolstering of one's energy. And the correct answer was to shy away from certain types of work.
So you, like, so wait, you snurged?
Snurge.
I'm going to snurge that. So, all right.
Did you really think of surge?
Oh, you betcha. You bet. And it was, I wanted it to be like that because I don't know. Jason did one like that a while back. Yeah. I 100% thought of the surge of energy. All right.
All right, move on. We're going to move on to notable person.
I got better ones in store.
Okay.
The notable person we are talking about today is good old Donna Griffiths.
Donna Griffiths.
Plural. Got it.
Correct. Was Donna Griffiths famous for creating edible cutlery to reduce plastic waste?
Oh, goodness.
Inventing and earning more than $66 million selling Tupperware.
Okay.
A teenage girl who sneezed for 978 days in a row.
Oh, boy.
Or for inventing the breathalyzer in 1958.
Oh, boy.
A lot of inventions happening here.
I'll go first. I'm going to go sneeze. The sneezer.
How you? What are you going to do, Jay?
Nah.
So edible cutlery.
Yeah.
Tupperware. Sneezing forever or inventing breathalyzer.
I'm going to go Tupperware.
Oh, man.
One for sneeze, one for Tupperware.
How does edible cutlery even work?
Sounds delicious.
I mean, but like how many bites can it withstand?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, you don't really do eat your fork now, Mike. But you don't bite your fork.
Oh, I hate people bite their forks. I mean, PSA, don't bite your fork.
If you do it 3 times, they will just come and drag you off to an insane asylum.
Okay. I'm going to go.
I believe that's not Griffiths. That's Willy Wonka who made the edible cutlery.
Well, then, hey, whatever. I'm on Wonka. I'm going with the edible cutlery.
All right, Jason, you receive 1 point for Mike guessing
Thank you, edible cutlery.
Wow, we're locked in.
Yeah.
And then, Andy, you received 3 points for identifying the correct answer, which was the girl who sneezed. And then you also had, was it Jason that guessed the Tupperware?
Yes, he did.
Okay. So Andy gets 3.
That's a bounce back.
That is a bounce back.
3-2-2?
That is correct. At the end of two rounds, Andy is in the lead with 3. Mike with 2.
I've got a snurge of points coming in.
We're going to move on to the acronym, and the acronym we are trying to identify is LHI.
LHI.
Is that Little Rock Historical Institute?
Little Rock?
Lettuce Harvesting Innovations.
Wait. Bull. What is bull?
Lunar Habitation Initiative.
Lunar?
Okay.
Lunar Habitation?
Yeah.
Or Left-Handers International.
Okay. That's some bull.
I'm going lefties.
Oh, that was quick on the draw. What are you doing over there? Trying to trick people?
I didn't like any of the others.
Little Rock Historical Institute?
That's correct.
That's mine. I'm voting for Little Rock.
Okay. Little Rock. What's the lettuce?
Lettuce Harvesting
Innovations.
Okay, I'm going to mark that one. Oh, no, come on.
And then the
lunar or left-handed?
Ooh. I locked in Little Rock.
It's too dumb. I'm going to take the lettuce one. Whoever gets a point. That's
all
fine.
All right, Mike, you get a point for Andy guessing your Little Rock.
Yeah.
It was dumb.
Jason,
it was so dumb.
You get a point for Mike guessing your lettuce harvesting innovation.
Dude, you're loving my answers.
They're fun.
And then Jason, you get two more points for getting the correct answer in Left-Handers International.
Yeah.
So that should have been 3 points to Jason and 1 point to Mike.
I'm in the lead, baby.
Knew it was wrong, but it's...
All right.
I don't want to be right.
So yeah. We have a lead change here. Jason is now in the lead with 5, and Mike and Andy tied at 3.
Okay.
And we are moving on to the movie plot. The movie we are trying to guess the plot for is called Fingers.
Fingers.
Is that a musical tale of self-discovery of seamstress Ruth Taylor, leaving audiences tapping their toes to the rhythm of its unique beat? Or is Fingers...
Seamstress. I got it.
Okay.
A pickpocket from the streets of Boston falls in love with an unlikely target. Is it... Jimmy Fingers is a New York City concert pianist by day.
Come on.
But at night, he works for the mob collecting debts.
Okay.
Come on.
Jimmy Fingers.
Or a professional pianist suffers a catastrophic injury that takes away the use of his hands.
Oh, come on. I'm going the seamstress one.
I
have to.
I feel like that's just too long to be that on was, the back that, of these
that's
cars.
What I thought, but it was the first one. And
yeah, I'm going. I think seamstress is the right one. Those other three are ridiculous.
How dare you? Those are some quality movie plots. Yeah. Did you hear about Jimmy Fingers?
I think that's so bad. All right, I'm gonna give whoever went with Jimmy Fingers. I'm gonna vote for Jimmy Fingers. You deserve to get one just because it's so stupid.
It's too long. I'm going with some logic. I'll take the seamstress one.
Andy tried a unique approach here.
Did he
by
bet
guessing
on
his own answer?
I was waiting for someone to do that.
And I don't know if he convinced you, Mike, but he got you.
Yep.
All right, there's 1 point for
so
you.
So Andy gets 1 point, and Jason.
Wait, I don't get the point for guessing mine?
No, you don't.
No, I'm just kidding.
Jason, you get another 2 points for guessing the correct answer.
Boom, baby.
Jimmy Fingers is the... Come on, man.
What a...
Mike's made-up answer was very close to the actual correct answer.
It certainly was.
Both about pianists.
And this is not a joke. When I saw that the thing was named Fingers, I'm like, this is someone's mob name. So, should have stuck with it.
I'm just disappointed that you didn't completely sweep guessing my answer.
You were the pickpocket?
I was the pickpocket.
Okay.
Falling in love.
Technically still anybody's game. Jason has a pretty strong lead with 7 points. Andy with 4. Mike with 3. And we are going to the last round,
which is weird laws.
Thank you. In Seattle, Washington, if a dog weighs over 25 pounds, it must be on a leash in public spaces.
Boring.
Pay full fare on the bus.
Oh, pay full fare. Okay.
Not be allowed on public transit.
Oh, diametrically opposed.
Or wear a collar with a metal latch.
Public transport or metal latch?
Correct.
Collar?
Yep.
Okay, so be on a leash, pay full fare on public transport, not be allowed on public transport, or wear a metal clasp leash. Is that correct?
Wear a collar with a metal latch.
Okay.
I think I know what I'm going to do.
I know what I'm going to go with as well.
I've been going quick. You go now.
All right. Since I'm in the lead, I'll go first. I'm going to go.
That's a good rule, by the way. The person in the lead should always have to go first.
Oh, I'm going to have to go paying full fare. you're too heavy.
That
pay your price.
Is unfortunate because that's what I wanted to go with, but I can't catch you with that.
You asked for me to go, so.
So.
Yeah, if you guess that, you literally can't catch me, right?
If I guess that, I can't catch you. But that's the right answer. I'm going bus. I'd rather lose by less.
Pay full. I'm going to go with you guys.
All right, we're all going. Okay. Yeah. I win.
Everybody gets 2 points for guessing the correct answer.
Yeah, I knew it right away. Too.
But do I get another half point?
Yeah, Mike was so close with the right to the right answer. He said not be allowed on public transit.
Well, in fairness, he was exactly wrong. He was as far away from.
It's the right vein.
I know.
Oh,
well. All right, Jason. Good job. You
dogs
won.
On to public transit. That would be a shocker.
It's not all dogs. It's 25-pound dogs.
Jason, congratulations. You are the winner of Baller Dash.
Thank you. Hey. I
amazing.
Think
do we have an
people
applause?
Are very excited. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you all.
All right. Quick break, and we'll be back with our draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
Well, the time has come for Jason to have the very first pick in our utensils draft. He says it's bona fide guaranteed number one.
Then congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Not all drafts have a 101.
There's only two things I think would be in your 101. It's either, I'm just going to say them. It's either number one, a steak knife because you love steak.
Okay.
Or is number two, a can opener because you love SpaghettiOs. Those are my two guesses.
You see me. You feel me, you know me. What you don't know is that SpaghettiOs have come with the pop top for so long now.
Oh, that's true.
That's just irrelevant. I've never heard such a stupid take.
Yeah, that's bad. It's
close to your first guest, but it's much more important. It's something that when you get hired as a chef, sometimes you bring your own. It's so important. It's hundreds of dollars.
B-Y-O-B.
You have one for 20 years. It's a chef's knife.
BYOK.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chef's knife is on my list.
What is I'll bet it's at the top.
What is a chef's knife?
It's an all-purpose, really high-end, good knife.
It's real. It's heavy. Probably weighs 20, 30 pounds.
I believe that's an axe, sir.
Bring your own axe. So you went with the chef's knife.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just learned what that is, so I appreciate it now.
It was not on your list. Interesting.
Who am I without an ice cream scoop? I'm taking an ice cream scoop.
I figured. Okay.
You know, the one of the biggest problems in my marriage is my wife, for whatever reason, you know, every marriage, you pick a few things.
Mm-hmm. Choose your battles.
You die on certain hills. And for some reason, she's just died on this hill that an ice cream scoop is inferior to using a regular spoon.
What?
It's inferior.
Inferior.
She will use a regular spoon.
Mind you, that will bend the spoon sometimes.
Oh, for sure it will.
Because of the ice cream.
Well, it's not made for it.
Yeah, the ice cream scoop is, however.
Now, let me tell you why she doesn't.
Okay. I know the reason she doesn't is because it's something else to clean.
Sure,
As opposed to if you use...
She wants to snurge cleaning that, and so she uses a regular...
If you use a regular spoon, then guess what? You eat your ice cream with the spoon.
I totally respect that as one who wants to be as efficient as possible when it comes to cleaning up things. But does she know that there is an actual scientifically created ice cream scoop where it has liquid inside the handle which transfers the heat of your hand to make this more scoopable?
She could care less. And what's amazing is that of all the things to clean on planet Earth, cleaning an ice cream scoop is you run it underwater for 0.4 of a second.
It's a simple rinse.
Yeah.
Which ice cream scoop do you prefer? Do you prefer the one that is a little bit thinner, but it's got the button that can help get the ice cream the ice cream out? Or do you prefer the big, heavy, thick
that
metal one.
One?
Me too, man.
Yeah.
Give me
an easy scoop.
The little trigger.
Never works.
I've never had one deliver the goods.
Yeah.
If you made me a trigger one where it legit shot that thing off into the bowl, it doesn't work.
Just a little gunpowder and that ice cream will come right out.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with the ice cream scoop as my number one pick.
Nice. I did not put it on my list because out of respect for
you. Have you ever tried to be efficient? And then eating your ice cream
with the
ice cream scoop.
Okay, what you just solved a huge problem.
Yeah, you can do it, but it feels naughty. Feels like you're breaking some rules. Oh my gosh, what is this thing? All right, moving on.
Because a scoop is a serving metric.
Yes.
So if you pick up the whole scoop,
yeah, man,
your bite or what you're going after now is the serving.
Look, there's another situation like that would feel a little sneaky. Later, we'll get to it.
All right.
Mike, you are up. You got two picks.
Spork.
You're going with Spork, baby.
You want to talk about efficiency? This bad boy can do it all.
Look, it won't surprise you. My wife is a big fan of the Spork. We have metal Sporks.
We have metal Sporks. They make metal Sporks?
Of course they do.
And you know what? She'll constantly try to force the Spork onto us on non-Spork meals. Where I'm like, I just want...
What are you eating that doesn't that can't take a Spork?
That's her opinion.
Is it spaghetti? Spork. Is it cereal? Spork.
What are you doing with spaghetti and a spork, man?
Here's the problem. A spork is a fun name, and it's a cute utensil. I'm not going to begrudge the pick, but I will begrudge the actual item. It's not a good spoon or a bad fork.
That's it.
It's inferior in whatever you want it to be.
She wants some for ice cream, too. She'll use the spork for the ice cream scooping.
That could work.
That actually is a pretty good use case.
Dang it.
All right. So I got Spork.
I feel like that's a quirky mic pick there. That's a good pick.
I've got a theme that I think I'm going to go with.
Combined utensils.
No, I wish. The Spork is the only one I know of. I'm sure there are more. I was trying
to think of one.
All right. The next one I'm going to go with is a whisk.
I don't mind the pick. It's a whisk. A whisk is high on the list. Now, is your theme five-letter utensils?
My theme is words that are fun to say.
Spork and whisk.
Okay.
Look, the whisk is...
Also, it's a great utensil.
Do you like the big whisk or the little whisk?
The big one. Oh, the big metal whisk.
Yeah. It's going to have a big, sturdy handle.
Oh, yeah.
Sturdy.
You're talking, that might as well be an ice cream scoop.
I can't be wearing out my forearms while I'm whisking.
Some consider the whisk to be the butter churn of today's culture, because you could put it in a food processor or a mixer, you know, and you don't need the whisk. Al just said that. Give me an electric mixer. I ain't doing that by hand. Look, if you're making scrambled eggs.
Do you also use an electric knife?
Oh,
I do not. Carving a turkey or something, maybe.
If you make some, I don't know about you guys. A lot of people make their scrambled eggs. They just crack two eggs and mix them on the pan, which I get.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to make special scrambled eggs.
You put them in a bowl.
So I put them in a bowl and I put, milk in there. Yeah. And I whisk it and then I make it. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't use a mixer for that.
No,
needs a mild whisk.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that use just a mild whisk. I mean, you're not going to be making cookie batter with a little hand whisk.
That's true. I mean, they used to, right?
All right, there was not always electricity.
Probably not. Yeah,
and there was always cookies.
All right, so spork and whisk. So you've got a quick fun team going. So I'm up, right?
That is correct.
All right. We've had a debate on this show. Then when the show was re-released, that debate resurged on Twitter.
Big spoon?
Big spoon, little spoon. Spoons are for ice cream. Spoons are for cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Spoons are for soup. I like those things.
Mm-hmm.
They're versatile. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking... can I just take spoons?
You can just take spoons because that's a better pick than taking a big spoon.
No, I'm just taking spoons.
Take spoons. So good luck eating spaghetti.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you got me there, man. You got me. But I do, look, most households, it's in the drawer. Sporks aren't, other than my house, they're not in the drawer.
I can't believe you have sporks.
Yeah, I don't have them either.
Amazing. Nobody has sporks.
No, she was so proud when she brought them home.
Like KFC is the only place that has sporks.
If you told me, Mike, right now, to save your life, you have to go get a spork, I would go only to KFC.
You can't buy them at the store. If I go to Williams Sonoma, store, they don't have sporks.
They don't have gourmet sports.
I'm going to say, you need to go to KFC, sir.
I love you.
Yeah. I'm going with, this feels like going with one of the basic flavors in an ice cream draft, but I'm taking spoons. So far, I have a theme.
Ice cream. Scoop.
Yeah.
And a spoon.
Yeah.
All right.
Is a bowl a utensil?
It can be.
All right. Jason, you're back up with two
picks. Okay, with two picks. Gosh. I see one. My next two on my list, I would have taken, but out of respect for what you can do, Andy, I'm gonna skip one of those. I'm gonna start with a very, very commonly used, valuable, necessary utensil that every family needs from time to time. But I learned.
I thought that was the pick, man.
I'm going to. I pick butt.
That was weird.
But I have upgraded this device in my life, and I want to make sure that the people, the spitwads out there.
Yeah, we knew you had a bougie, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, it's not very expensive, but it is such an upgrade. I'm taking a spatula, but I'm not just taking a spatula.
Okay.
I am taking a fish turner spatula.
Fish turner.
Fish turner.
Also, this is a crime against my draft, taking the word spatula.
Spatula is
pretty
fun.
That's a great word.
Spatula.
Yeah.
But
no, say that again.
Fish turner spatula. You can Google it and see.
Yeah, you know what it is.
It's,
when you see it, you know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you might
see it. It's for turning fish.
But it's not. There is no better.
It's a spatula with slots.
With slots, but not just slots. It's got a
what makes
a curve.
It so great? Because this was this is a type of spatula I would end up in, like, kits for kids' toys. Like this kind of spatula.
This is, if you want to flip burgers, the easiest you've ever flipped burgers in your life.
Really?
Get a fish turner. It's angled where it goes down
so
and
you're
then
saying
out,
on the grill.
On the grill.
All right. Amazon.com.
I'm telling you, everyone out there.
It's quite the name. Really? Yeah. That puts people off.
I know. It's like, I don't cook fish.
That's bad branding.
It's terrible branding. They should call it a super spatula.
Is there like a...
Whoa. Tell me more about the super spatula.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Hey, maybe I can get a manufacturer here and we can rebrand this thing. Because it's worth it.
Super spatulas?
Yeah. No one go out and buy this yet. Wait until my brand comes out. Super spatula.
Is superspatula.com available?
Oh.
So Mike's picks are in shambles now.
Yeah.
Don't worry. There's more fun words.
So, but you of course went narrow on the knife and narrow on the spatula.
I want the best knife and the best spatula, my friend. And you know what else I want?
Hold on, I have some bad news, Jay.
Super spatula?
You're gonna need $2,400 if you want superspatula.com.
Oh man! Now have we verified? Is there already an existing super spatula?
I haven't gone that far.
Branded? Get on that.
Okay.
I need to know if my career needs to change here. My second item is, I think it's extremely valuable to have in your home. You want a nice one, and you can use it even for when you order or when you make it at home yourself and other items. But
oh,
I'm
no.
talking about a
oh, no.
pizza cutter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the rolling pizza cutter, because you can get your pizza from whoever. You order Domino's, Papa John's, whatever. You can still, like, you know, it's like the pizza won't break apart. Roll it again, man. Give me some fresh cuts. You want to make a cheese crisp at home like I did last night?
Right.
Get that pizza cutter. Easy. Frozen pizza?
Pizza cutter is a good pick.
It's an ice cream scoop.
I want picks associated with foods I like.
Yeah, but that's, you eat a lot of ice cream. You need an ice cream scoop. I eat a lot of pizza. I need a pizza cutter.
It's a great pick. I'm honestly a little mad that I didn't think about it. Now I'm sitting here and I could take another, like, I could take another basic. I mean, it's just sitting there.
Yeah, it is.
It's just sitting there for
take
me.
It's a fun word, though. I think Mike might be a little upset.
Nah.
I'm going to take chopsticks.
Ooh,
I'm going to take chopsticks. It takes, if you can learn to use them, you feel smart.
It's impossible.
You don't know how to use chopsticks?
No.
I don't really know.
I do not.
Not in a good way.
How can you draft chopsticks if you can't use them?
Because I enjoy the process.
You enjoy watching other people.
No, I can use them. I use them on sushi, and I get it.
Oh,
I
have to do the napkin trick.
What's the napkin trick?
Well, you just, like, if you roll, like, butt them against each other and roll a napkin, and then fold it over. It helps. It gives you leverage so you can clamp.
Wait, you need them tied together to use them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need that.
All right.
I said I can't use them. They're impossible.
Chopsticks I thought that's where you were going with your pizza choice because, like, we have nice chopsticks at the house. I don't know what makes them nice.
They're not disposable.
They're not wood. You know what I mean?
Are they metal? No, they're probably still wood.
Yeah, they might be wood.
Yeah, they're just not.
But they got like a veneer that's like a strong veneer.
I know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah.
I feel what you're putting out. I got some chopsticks at home.
I'm going chopsticks. Mike, you're back up.
I have two more picks to close this thing out. I'm going to save what I think is the better word for my second pick. But my first one, I'm going to go with a grater.
Oh, like a cheese grater. Cheese grater?
A cheese grater.
See, I'm not in on that, man.
Oh.
That's just, I can't use a grater without thinking I'm going to rip my fingers up.
There is that, but I've made the switch.
Oh, you go all grated?
Yeah, I buy block. Oh, I buy blocks of cheese.
You
now.
Buy block and I don't, you grade yourself.
I don't buy the pre-shredded anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
So I oftentimes do not buy the pre-shredded.
But so I eat the block.
Dude, I'm not look, the best part.
You get to the bottom and you eat the block, baby.
The best part of the block then, which you also, you don't need the cheese grater. You can also use the slicer, is one for you, one for me.
But the cheese grater takes so long.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
It does if you buy the size of bricks I'm buying.
You got to get a big boy grater then.
I got a big boy grater. Then, it's called a food processor, and it's awesome. You literally, there's a cheese grater attachment.
Oh, really? Like, I was going to ask if there's a powered one.
Yeah, it's basically a powered one. I think most food processors come with a cheese grater attachment where you take the cheese blocks, you just cut them into big, long chunks, uh-huh. and you put them down, and you just and you've got perfectly grated cheese.
Do you, like, schedule time to grate your cheese?
I just do it before I need it.
Oh, right before.
Yeah.
And it's really?
Freshly grated.
And you're super hungry by the time you get to eat.
It's really not that hard.
All right, Mike, your
and
second
pick. Your knuckles are bloody.
Yeah,
That's always a risk, but.
That's not ketchup.
What's eating if there's not a little danger?
I thought you said a little blood.
All right. And the
Mike,
last
your
one.
Final pick.
Ladle.
No! I wanted the ladle
now,
with my final pick.
Ladle's a good word. Ladle's a good word.
Dude looks like a ladle.
Ladle.
I wanted the ladle. That's the one where I'm
that's a big spoon.
That's the one where I'm like, that. If you eat soup out of the ladle, it's a little naughty.
It is.
It's a little naughty.
It is. But you gotta have a stronger ladle. You can't be weak, cheap plastic.
No. None of the things that we are buying here
are the high end. So it's a copper ladle.
Yeah, it's a it's heavy.
You stuck me with fork. I've got fork with my last pick. Look. If I get the basic utensils, I got to be happy with that.
It is very funny to think, like, what should be the first pick?
Yeah.
A fork.
I mean, a fork is the number one most used
Boring.
Utensil.
Most used utensil is a fork, for sure.
Oh,
if we were all sitting down for a meal, I'm in the best shape of the three of us.
Not until I
Jason's trying to eat with a fish turner, a pizza cutter, and a chef's
I've
knife.
I've got a chef's knife, which means I've got all of your utensils.
I've got...
We go to war.
So I have them all. Also, I found a $40,000 ladle, everybody.
That's the
Come
one you
on,
get.
Come on, man.
That's the one. Is it gold? Pure gold?
No. It
fork
seems,
in the fourth?
Seems to be a hand-carved wood.
It's really nice. Yeah. All right, Jason, one more pick from you.
Yeah, close it out.
All right. I'm surprised.
Tongs is on the board.
Tongs was, it's a fun word.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I thought for sure, you know, tongs would be yours.
Well, I wanted to talk about cheese grating.
Okay, and, he was very proud of his new grading situation.
Yeah. We're kind of above other people, us cheese graters.
Okay, so I had left this behind. I left this behind for you, Andy, thinking you could get a ladle to go with your spoon, to go with your ice cream scoop, to go with this pick, which is a big wooden spoon. You know the big wooden...
Yeah, I know what you're talking... I know what it is.
Those
We know what a big
are,
wooden spoon is.
There's something about the wood that I really like cooking with. And in addition to that, a little life hack, pro tip. Boiling water. Let's say you're making mac and cheese.
Oh, yep.
What happens when you make mac and cheese?
It spills over.
It just starts boiling up, boiling over. You take a big wooden spoon.
Oh, it knocks it over?
You lay it across the top.
It doesn't boil over.
When it boils up, it touches that wood.
Science cannot explain why this happens.
Does.
What?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yep.
Just put a wood spoon across
does
the top.
It's like someone's blowing on the bubbles?
I mean,
that's
basically.
A lie of lies. That does not make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but it does work.
Come on. You guys are setting me up to burn myself.
Try it, everybody.
Does everybody in Deucer's Alley, they know this trick?
Has anybody heard of this trick?
I have. I don't know about those two, but absolutely works.
Yeah. I will say this. There are limits to it. I have had it boil over once when I was like, No. Let me explain.
It's not a perfect science.
If you've got this thing on
good.
If you've got this thing on full blast high and you leave, you walk out of the room forever and it was already full to start. I've had it spill over a little bit, but 95% of the time it will not boil over. And you can see it start to boil up. You watch it. It boils up, it touches a spoon, it says, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
It thinks the person's there?
Yeah, it's like, "I did not mean to interrupt your laying on this pot."
That is...
If you want 100% hit rate, if you want a 100% no way it can boil over hit
two
rate...
Two spoons?
You get a lid. You seal it. No, the 100% hit rate is you take a little... Before you boil, you take a little like a paper towel.
Okay.
You put a little olive oil on it. And you just rub the olive oil on the top of the rim.
Oh, I get it. Can't grip.
It can't grip
and climb out.
And that's 100% hit rate. You can't boil over.
None of this makes any sense.
Yeah.
The boiling water is doing what it do, man.
Yeah. But
why does it care about a spoon?
It feels like what happens is when the water really gets boiling where it boils over, it's the bubbles are out of control. And someone's just going to tell
popping
them
bubbles.
I think it's just telling these bubbles, "Get back in your place. Get back in that water. You don't belong here, bubbles."
I feel like I need to try this immediately.
You should. It's pretty fun to defeat these bubbles.
All right, Jason's final team, Big Wooden Spoon, Chef's Knife, Fish Turner, Pizza Cutter. I've got the ice cream scoop, the chopsticks, and a spoon and a fork. Mike, you've got the spork, the combo,
two for one.
Yeah.
The whisk, the cheese grater, and the ladle, and there you go.
What did we learn today?
A lot. A lot. I didn't know what a fish turner was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what a chef's knife was.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that a big spoon is some sort of sentient
witchcraft.
Being. Yeah.
I learned that a centaur can get in a vehicle. I was unaware of that.
How have you not seen?
I've seen it. I just didn't remember. Sometimes we learn things again, Mike.
And I learned that the bigger you are, the bigger the plume.
Ain't that the truth, brother? My plume's getting bigger by the day.
Yes, it is.
That'll do it. I want to
leave my family a lot.
In case they want to spill me a couple times. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.